Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Nuggets News. Today, welcome back our head of trading, Kyle, from Market Mastery, who's been doing some great stuff. The market's been pulling back as we'd hoped for a few weeks now, Kyle, but starting to get interesting in terms of if altcoin's going to take off and if Bitcoin's going to range. So what are your general thoughts before we dive into some Bitcoin DeFi charts, some meme coin charts, and have a look at all the blue chips?
Well, I'm pretty sure at FOMC that probably put the bottom in when, you know, Jerome Powell sort of made it clear that, you know, interest rate hikes aren't on the table anytime soon. And that was pretty much the exact bottom. And then we had, you know, that reaffirmed by good unemployment or bad unemployment data, which reconfirmed what Jerome Powell was saying.
Yeah.
We're back on the whole bad news is good news trend again, but that's good for risk assets anyway. So at the moment, Bitcoin looks to me like it's in a reaccumulation structure. And, you know, if you look at the Bitcoin whales data, there was really heavy buying from the whales for the first time in a long time, as soon as we broke below the range low, which, you know, is pretty typical of a reaccumulation structure. And then we quickly reclaimed that range low. So now we just have to wait and see what happens. Does that range low hold? We don't know, but I'm expecting it to hold. So that's what I'm playing until it does break again.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of that on-chain data that we look at, the other day in that interview with Santiman particularly, they were talking about how altcoins are in really like the pain area, which tends to be a good time to buy when a lot of people and the majority of holders are hurting and in the red. And the same with Bitcoin. We really went from overheated to back to a more reasonable range. So a lot of those indicators have cooled off. We've seen some whales coming back in. So do you want to bring up your charts and we might look at Bitcoin, ETH, and SOL to begin with that everyone's interested in. But I guess just my gut feel here is when we have such a monster run and the pullback tends to be pretty shallow and, you know, nice and gentle and the steam's come out, it hasn't been too crazy. It's all just really healthy. We've seen that buying come in whenever we've had that dip.
Exactly right. So, I mean, basically this is our high time frame chart here on the 1 hour. And what we're really watching for is this order block here, which is just the consolidation here before the final push into the range high. We're looking for that to hold. And, you know, if this can hold the range low, we've also broken the downtrend, which is cutting through the middle of the range here as well. So everything that we wanted to see is basically perfectly played out. We'll just flip across quickly to the advanced chart here. Not to confuse anybody, but this is the chart that I showed in the video that I uploaded to the Nuggets News Group the other day when we were looking for this key level to get a bounce off here. And that's played out perfectly. So it's basically everything that I explained in that video and what I wanted to see is played out. Now we're just looking for this order block here to hold and then a rotation back to the range high, which is about 72. And then potentially what usually happens with these type of runs, or, you know, potentially just comes back down and retests the lows first, is we get a flip of the developing yearly value area high. So that's what I'll be looking for. And that will confirm that we're probably getting ready to move to upside. If it can't get out the top of that, then, you know, and it fails to hold this, then, you know, we're looking for a double bottom somewhere around 57K again. If that can't hold, then we're looking for this structure back here at around 47. So those are the key levels I'm playing at the moment.
And let's have a look at what that means, I guess, for Ethereum and then SOL, because I think we've both spoken about when we have these cooling off and we find a range, but then we start to bounce, we don't have to necessarily go to new all-time highs for Bitcoin, for altcoins to really start to outperform.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, obviously, we always want to be looking at Bitcoin dominance, and that is really trending hard and just riding this trend, as it sort of did in previous cycles as well. So I think the trigger will be when that actually breaks. So this is always a really good chart to watch, guys. It's just BTC.D. So make sure you keep your eyes on that. And then the other one as well I always like to keep my eyes on is the Total 2 chart, you know, which does look a little bit weird on the weekly at the moment, but on the daily, it's a little bit more clear. And this is just basically all alts excluding BTC. And then if you want to look at altcoins only, removing Ethereum as well, we can look at Total 3. And to be honest, they look very similar anyway. But, you know, a lot of altcoins, like if you look at Solana, for example, it's very similar to this structure here. And this to me just looks like the beginning of a reaccumulation structure that has a bigger drop at the start of it. So, yeah, we'll see how that ends up playing out. But Ethereum in particular just looks like a falling wedge to me at the moment. You know, this has a lot of fundamental stuff coming up as well, doesn't it? Because we've got everything going on with the ETH ETF. What are your thoughts on that right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't really matter, to be honest. It's a bit like the Bitcoin ETF. It's just we all know that it's coming sooner or later. So if we do get that one more washout and a wick down to the bottom of that falling wedge, as you say, like that'd be the opportunity to buy more or maybe put on a trade if you're a trader. But yeah, either way, I still think $10,000 Ethereum is in play this cycle.
Yeah, for sure. So basically for me, what I'm watching here is like, you know, if we get a break of this downtrend, that's obviously a bullish sign. And then this last basically rally here, like a clearance of that level, which is 3,270 basically. We clear that level, that'll be a quite a positive sign for, you know, a push back up to 4,000 level. And usually when you break out of a consolidation like this, a falling wedge, once it does break the downtrend and then creates a higher high, so we're going from being in, you know, lower highs and lower lows, and it flips that and it goes into higher highs and higher lows, right? It usually starts to get pretty pumpy to the upside. So it can move back to 4,000 quite fast. So, you know, obviously that's had a 31% pullback. That can retrace that to the upside again pretty quickly. So I always try to be pretty quick when we break that recent high here and that downtrend to get into a position. Obviously, the other thing to watch for as well is the ETH BTC chart, because that's when ETH really gets moving quite aggressively. But I don't know, some people have been posting that this looks really bullish, etc. For me, it still seems pretty bearish, and I expect Bitcoin to continue to outperform. You know, obviously there's potentially this inverse head and shoulders set up here at the moment, but we do need to see Ethereum start to outperform before that can be confirmed, and a break of this level here, which is basically 0.0518, right? So that would look something like this, right? We need to hold here and then overtake this level here and then come back for a bullish retest. And that could be the entry there on the breakout. But for me, I'm still very heavily in Bitcoin, because I think more likely if Bitcoin gets moving to the upside and we break out of this range high, we get back over 71.3, I think it can move really quickly up to about 83 or even 95, right? And hit these Fibonacci levels that we've been watching, or even 100K would be the next major target after this consolidation, right? So I just don't believe that Ethereum and outpace Bitcoin while it's going through that pump to new all-time highs. So I would expect Ethereum to probably pull back a bit further. And I would like to buy Ethereum maybe on this level here at 0.04. I think that is just the key level on this entire multi-year chart, right? So a retest of that and some strong bullish action, maybe reaccumulation down here before a push, along with good news for Ethereum, like, you know, something about ETF getting approved or something like that, could basically finally give that Ethereum that outperformance. But if you're just trading this against USD, this is still a great setup you can take on any trade. So yeah.
Fantastic. And Solana's probably got a more bullish setup than Ethereum on US dollar pair and versus Bitcoin.
Yeah, so Solana's looking really good at the moment. And to be honest, it's very similar to our Total 3 chart, that same structure where we had sort of this push here, a nice consolidation, then the big sell-off. And now we're sort of in a different range, a little bit lower. So I'm sort of watching, you know, can we break out of this range, or does it need to consolidate a little bit more? I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if this pulls back and it does something like that. But, you know, I mean, when Solana gets moving, it has been super strong. So I managed to get into a position down here on this daily candle on Wednesday last week, because it just looked like I was getting ready for a reversal. And I posted that in the Nuggets News group as well. And so I'm just going to hold this position from here. And, you know, basically I'm looking for a reclaim of the range low back here, which is basically 173. If we can reclaim that, then obviously, you know, you're looking for 200 to get tested. So this could easily end up doing something like this and then range here for a little bit and then go again. If we can finally break out of this 200 level, which is the last swing high before the bear market really started, right? You know, the next range is obviously to test the all-time highs at 260. So it's just going to continue to follow Bitcoin as well. So when Bitcoin is bullish, Solana is just going to outpace a little bit more. So I like to keep my eyes on the Sol BTC chart. This has given me some really amazing trades recently, like these two Morningstar reversals with the big pin bars, obviously showing that, you know, Solana is getting ready to outperform BTC. Those gave me a really strong signal to get into Solana at the last consolidation, which was back here before we started this big move up. So yeah, at the same time here, we got a really strong move on this daily candle here on Solana, and it was about a 10% move, I think, to outperform BTC. And you know, that was basically this candle right here, and then we had the really strong move to the upside. So that's a little trick you guys can sort of watch for. Like in a downtrend, when there's a big sell-off, look for coins that are outperforming against Bitcoin in the sell-off, because then they'll probably start to outperform when Bitcoin moves to upside as well.
Yeah. Let's maybe have a look at a few of our top picks from our Bitcoin DeFi play. So I think Sovereign, Stacks, and Alex Labs basically all did 1,000% from when we put out our fundamental research pieces on them. And a lot of people did well, but a lot of people also missed out. So if you missed out and you're wanting a pullback to maybe get in, if you believe these projects are some of the best in the Bitcoin DeFi space, what are you seeing in terms of their pullbacks?
So just to highlight, this is the chart that we ran through in our last video that we did when we covered this off. And that was the actual entry that we gave back here. So it's an amazing performance since that last video. Is looking a little bit weak here, but it's just consolidating like the rest of the market. It hasn't really had a strong bounce. I don't know what's going on with the fundamentals behind Bitcoin DeFi at the moment. Maybe there's just not much attention being shown to it right now. But it does seem like people have forgotten about that narrative, right? And, you know, as traders, investors, we want to be buying when people are sort of forgetting about things. So this is definitely something, you know, more advanced people want to be looking at, while, you know, everyone else is probably still focusing on Solana ecosystem or something. But if this rolls over and sweeps this low, I think that's an amazing entry. And a little bit of a downtrend here. So always looking for the break of those downtrends. You know, it's been in this downtrend since the top for 26 days. So a break of that and, you know, can definitely lead to a push back to range high, right? So these would be my two range high levels. And just be watching for, you know, that would be the target. If a sweep of the low here would be a really good entry. So I'd be looking at something like this, right? Stops clear enough below the range low, and then something like that. And you know, if you're looking to like invest for longer term, then obviously that's going to be an amazing type of entry. So that sort of structure there is actually similar to what Bitcoin just did, you know, over last week and the weekend, right? That sell off below the range low and then reclaim. So we're sort of looking for that same type of entry. Who knows? Bitcoin, if it pushes, it might drag the Bitcoin DeFi coins with it back to the upside. But
cool. Next up, Alex Labs.
So Alex Labs, obviously one that we like as well. This has had a 56% pullback. You know, obviously a massive, massive pump, especially from when you first started mentioning it was back here. So, you know, it's crypto. Like everything that pushes really aggressively has really aggressive pullbacks. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of altcoins did get hit pretty hard and have had these big pullbacks. But, you know, for long-term investors, it gives us amazing opportunities at the same time as well. And it's come back to a pretty key level. So, to me, most likely this level will hold. And it's the same thing. Like a lot of times you need to wait for a sweep of the lows, but you don't always get the perfect entry in bull markets. It's something, you know, you say all the time, right? So if you're holding for long term, you know, accumulating, you know, if, especially if it goes into a range here, I don't think is the worst option, to be honest, because you are buying at a pretty obviously a support level from this bounce back here, right? And then, you know, same thing, if you're just a trader, you'd be looking to just a rotation back to the range highs. Like if Bitcoin takes off, these are all going to run as well. So,
good advice there. So next up, we've got Stacks.
So Stacks just looks like similar to Ethereum, right? It's a falling wedge type setup. This easily could have another swing low, especially if Bitcoin rolls over again, but I'd be looking for something like that. And you know, potential entry on a inverse head and shoulders type setup, or just, you know, a break of this downtrend and finally getting out of that. So fantastic. You can include the wicks if you want. Sometimes I just go off the candles and wait for the candle close. So, yeah.
In terms of the fundamentals that you mentioned, yeah, lots of Bitcoin DeFi projects are still getting massively oversubscribed in terms of VC funding and stuff. So there's plenty happening beneath the surface in that space, but I tend to agree, like it's not really the hot on Twitter at the moment or the cool space or anything. And maybe next up, we're going to have a look at some of those meme coins, which tend to not have a lot of fundamentals, but communities and Twitter and socials and all that are traders. You know, these are all the other things that do drive these different meme coins.
100%. So obviously, WIF doing pretty well. That's basically a little bit more advanced to what we were just looking at before, right? It's had a breakout of its downtrend, now just consolidating. We are starting to see a bit of selling pressure coming in back here as well. So swept this high and obviously got rejected, right? So that might need to have a little bit of a bleed back and retest that downtrend before pushing up. We do see that happen a lot. The other one that moved really early is Bonk, right? And that had an 88% move to the upside while the rest of the market was still continuing to sell off, right? So yeah, SHIB is probably one of the ones that's a little bit weaker and a little bit behind the eight ball. So I think this is the key level though on SHIB to be watching, a break of this downtrend, which has obviously had multiple rejections on price. So a clean close above that downtrend could be a very interesting entry and a flip of this recent high here, just, you know, push that back into an uptrend. So we have the obviously lower lows and lower highs all through here. And now we've actually just put in a low and a higher low through here. So a break of this level here actually flips that back into an uptrend, and that would actually look like a pretty nice structure. So the market maker's obviously doing a really good job on that one. And then Pepe is the other one everybody's obsessed with at the moment as well. Really nice entry candle here. And, you know, that's the setup I always look for, the bullish engulfing Morningstar reversal, that three candlestick pattern to start off a new trend. So that's looking pretty nice as well. But it's the same thing as WIF and, you know, a lot of other coins at the moment. It's swept the most recent high and a little bit of selling coming in. So I need to see if that can hold this level here, because it's a bit of a inverse head and shoulders through there as well, right? So just need to watch if that can hold, then we might end up getting a pushed upside when the market gets bullish again.
Awesome. Well, I'll exit screen and stop sharing there. That's awesome, Kyle. Thanks for running through some of our favorites. Guys, if you want to check out Kyle's trading courses and start to try and trade more on the shorter timeframes and whatnot, all the links to follow Kyle on his Twitter and all his socials are down below. But appreciate everything you're doing for our community and your community, Kyle. And feels like we're getting into another exciting time after a pretty slow few weeks in the crypto market.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been almost 2 months that we've been in this consolidation for now. So it's about the right timing, I think, for, you know, us to move back into a more bullish phase of the market. After a good pause, everybody sort of forgot about everything, got a little bit annoyed, gave up on it. Crypto Twitter went completely quiet. Like, you know, it's the same cycle. We said it every single time, multiple times throughout the bull market. And then obviously that's when the bottom happens, right? So,
yeah. And people were saying, you know, was that the top of this cycle? And all that. I don't agree with that. And one of the main reasons is that we didn't really see euphoria and retail getting involved. And what we're seeing now, it's quite on crypto Twitter. And there's not a lot of new retail people coming in for the past 2 months while we've been having a nice shallow control pullback. It hasn't been an aggressive sell-off like you see at the top, but what the stuff that we've been seeing and doing our little clips on and keeping people up to date with, you know, banks buying Bitcoin, large companies committing percentages of their balance sheet to Bitcoin, like this is the things that the smart money with deep pockets is all doing to get their entry now, because they obviously see it going a lot higher in future. So anything else you want to mention on that?
Well, yeah, sovereign wealth funds as well. BlackRock put out a report the other day saying that sovereign wealth funds are going to start investing into the Bitcoin ETFs. And if we look at the far side data that's coming through on the ETFs, we finally just had GBTC have an inflow for the first time in its entire existence. So yes, we had inflow with GBTC, and then it was, I think, 360 million or something like that. And I haven't checked it just recently, but this morning when I had a look, we were still already up 190 mil of inflows just today, and BlackRock hadn't reported yet. So, you know, that could be another big day back to back for the ETF inflows to start off the week. So that's a big shift in the trend, and you can get a lot of really good alpha just looking at the hedge funds ETF inflows and outflows, because as soon when the market was pumping, inflows were massive. As soon as they went slow, we went into a drift sideways, and now they're back and the market's moving up again. So,
and hopefully that kind of tends to one of the things we're talking about rebalancing and how this cycle can just continue to grind higher and have these controlled little pullbacks along the way as the big funds maybe sell a little bit, the banks and other people that haven't got a position yet buy, and it's all nice and smooth. And compared to the past cycles where we have wild, wild rips and then 70, 80, 90% declines, I think that's kind of a thing of the past now.
Yeah, well, hopefully. We'll see how it goes.
Awesome. Okay, well, hope you guys have enjoyed that one. Smash that like button, subscribe if you haven't already. All the links to follow down below, and we'll talk to you again soon. Cheers.